I was like, this blows. Like, wait, there's two undefeated teams that are not playing? Remember the year with BYU and Michigan? And you're like, wait, how can you name a national champion?
I mean, I was very young.
It's absurd.
I do kind of remember. I think it was 5 or 4. But yeah,
relax. Well, you're an old man. You weren't 5 or 4.
Was it 84?
Yeah. So what were you, 8?
No. 4.
When were you born? Like 76?
79.
76. I don't know why you lie about your age.
I don't.
What are you, George Hamilton? Minus the tan?
So I more remember Michigan-Nebraska is the one I more remember, where they, and I'll stand by this forever, they split the title so they could give one of them to stupid Osborne because he was retiring.
Right. Wasn't there Georgia Tech Colorado too?
Yeah. Was that the Colorado undefeated
year? Was that the Pritch team?
Yeah.
They're like, you're co-national champions.
So stupid.
Yep.
And it was just strictly a vote. So you would watch the games, and then you would wait till the morning when the vote came out.
It was so dumb.
So stupid. And this is kind of stupid, too.
It's gotten better. At least we have 4, but there's still teams left on the outside. And I don't know how a guy like Joel Klatt, who played the game, why play if you don't get to play for a championship, a defined champion?
I don't know.
I've never gotten that from former players. All right, Legal Insider Justin Watkins up as we get into a slew of stories. Adam is actually backing. Was this a fight where someone died and you're actually on the side of the killer?
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Golfers, time is running out. So don't miss out. Join now at Spanish Trail Country Club with no initiation fee or dues until 2019 with a 2-year commitment. This year-end special also includes no food and beverage minimum. Plus, you get a locker and golf bag storage included. Treat yourself. You deserve it. Spanish Trail, becoming Las Vegas's number one private country club. Call Stan at 702-678-1006. That's 702-678-1006.
It's Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now. 728-5500. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, good for you!
And Adam Hill.
I totally hear you. I also don't like what you're saying.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
All right, rolling into the 4 o'clock hour here at the Thomas and Mack. 7:30 start. I almost said 7 o'clock start. 7:30 start. We go all the way until 7 before running Rebel warm-up. Valparaiso is in town for the Missouri Valley Mountain West Conference Challenge. It's Steve, it's Adam, it's Ari at the arena back in the studio. Justin Watkins, Legal Insider. Justin, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Miss you guys. Haven't seen you guys in like a month and a half.
I know, it's crazy. We're never going to see you again. We're out every Wednesday. But we appreciate
lucky
you coming
you
to the studio. If we set up a barnstorming trivia team for Cofield and Company, will you come out and play trivia with us?
Yeah, of course.
Are you good?
If it's music-based DJ trivia, I'm terrible. But I can bring the wife in tow. She's excellent.
No women unless it's Chrissy allowed.
Okay. So, sports trivia, pretty good. Current events, as I get older, worse and worse, but not bad. Can hold my own.
I feel like pop culture, Justin's out. Anything like intellectual, he's going to help us a lot.
Yeah. You got it. You got it. Yeah. Science-based stuff, I'll do good. You know, who's the singer of this song or what movie were they in the last 5 years? No go.
You know, that there was something interesting in there. A lot that was interesting, but something very interesting in there. Adam, would you actually ban, if you were putting together a trivia team and really trying to win, would you ban anyone who had kids?
No, there might be kid questions.
Okay.
Yeah, if there's Dora the Explorer on there or something like that, right. I'd nail it.
Yeah.
Yep.
They probably do that, don't they, these trivia dunks?
Yeah, sometimes.
We really have to embrace parents too. Meanwhile, Adam and Ryan and I are like, I don't need to know kid stuff. I know trivia stuff. That's my life.
What day of the week is it?
I think every day you can find somewhere.
Yeah, they're always around.
Yeah, we usually do once a month. We do a Tuesday night trivia with some friends. So we're in the trivia.
Oh, is that
game.
Right? You're already doing it, huh?
Yeah. I'm not very good though. It's all DJ based. It's my least favorite trivia because it's all music and movie and pop culture. And so I basically eat pizza and watch everybody provide answers.
I think you'd be a good coach and a good arbitrator. Like when there's a disagreement on the answer, you can come in. Because you're kind of the voice of reason on the show. You stay calm while we just say stupid stuff.
Oh, that's a sad status of your guys' show.
Right?
If I'm the voice of reason.
All right, Adam, we got a good one coming out here. There is a sad element, although you feel this man being murdered is justified. At least you want to float it.
I mean, I don't think there should be any charges, and there wasn't in this case. And it was a case in Oregon. A FedEx driver was driving around, and there was a man harassing him and taunting him. The driver was black. Man was white. The guy was just hurling racial insults, throwing the N-word around, being very aggressive with his language. The driver stopped to confront him and talk to him and say, knock it off. The man was then aggressive toward him, so the driver knocked him out with one punch, killed him. There's not charges filed in this case because the prosecutors found the man was of poor health and falling to the ground and being hit just aggravated that. And they did say, hey, listen, he could have prevented this all by just not getting out of the car, but there's no necessarily standard that he has to do so.
Yeah, I mean, this one's sort of... charges should not have been pressed, the biggest part of that was that it was as a result of a punch, and nobody punches anybody, or rarely, thinking that that's going to result in the person dying, especially with one punch. And so if he had, in the same situation, pulled out his gun and shot the person, then I would say he's going to get charged, because that level of self-defense, if we're going to put him in that position, is excessive under the circumstances. So he then becomes the aggressor by using deadly force in response to non-deadly force. Here, he used non-deadly force that ended up resulting in a death, but nobody's going to say throwing punches is deadly force.
So I guess, you know, one of the things that the prosecutor wrote in the memo saying he wasn't going to charge him was Oregon law contains no, quote, duty to retreat.
Right.
End quote, and Mr. Warren was within his right to exit the vehicle and verbally challenge the manner in which Mr. Magnuson was addressing him. Is that, I mean, I guess that's a, as he references, that's a state law, but is there at any point that you do have a duty to stay in your car and not let the situation get any worse?
Not in Nevada. We are a non-retreat state as well. So there used to be a line of cases, you know, I'll say, I think they started around the 60s, maybe it was even earlier than that, across the nation. And most of it was judicially created, meaning there was no law on the books, but a judge would make a determination that self-defense wasn't justified because the altercation could have been avoided. So you couldn't assert self-defense if you voluntarily stood your ground or entered into the verbal altercation. And, you know, after a few decades of that kind of being the case, there's the push across the nation in a lot of states that says, we don't think that that's right. We don't like that. We think that you should have the right to stand your ground. You don't have to retreat. You can stand up for yourself, as long as you're not the aggressor, you then get to use your right to defend yourself. And it goes even further if you're on your property. So, you know, somebody walks onto your yard and you tell them to get off and you believe that they have ill intent, you can actually be the aggressor and you're going to be okay. It's under the same set of, you know, circumstances of stand your ground. You're allowed to protect your property as well.
And the, I guess, is there any level that's defined to what the person has to be doing on the outside of the car? And I guess if you're driving by somebody and they just yell, like, "Hey, jerk," and, you know, you keep driving, and then you get out of the car and, like, run after them, like, it seems like you're the one escalating force at that point.
So, but here, you know, unfortunately for you, Adam, this is the law as it's intended to be, which is you can't create bright line rules and legislate every possible situation that could come into play. So that's why we have juries. Yeah. That's the whole role is, you know, when it's in that gray area, when one side's saying, "Well, I was justified," and the other side saying, "No, you were not justified," that you go to, quote unquote, the conscience of the community, which is represented in the jury, to say, in our community, what do we think is right? And the jury makes a decision.
Justin Watkins with us, our legal insider. Let's talk about more confrontations in public. These seem to be growing in terms of occurrences. Minnesota, we had a dude pull out his gun on some teenagers, a 55-year-old named Lloyd Edward Johnson. 16-year-old Farida Osman tweeted at McDonald's, because they got a video of it in the Eden Prairie McDonald's, saying, because they got kicked out. The kids got kicked out after he pulled a gun. "McDonald's, is this what you stand for? We were just trying to order when this man said racist remarks, claimed to be touched." They say he actually initiated contact. The adult did. Versus the kids. "Pulled out a gun on kids and you still kick us out knowing we're in danger." So a couple of things here. The gun-toting guy was arrested. And I guess my follow-up would be, do these kids have a case against McDonald's?
So let's start with the arrested person, just because I think it's important to say, although I think most gun owners are reasonable gun owners and understand this. A right-to-carry state, like Nevada is, does not mean that you have the right to point your gun state. Okay, so pointing a gun is an assault if it's not done in response to a threat. So a threat of physical, you know, a grievous bodily harm. So if you just start going, walking down the street in your open carry state and you have a gun carrying that you're carrying openly and obviously, you're okay. You take that gun out and start pointing it at people, you're committing assault. And that's what this person was arrested for. So then the question becomes, do these kids have a case against McDonald's for being kicked out? And the answer is maybe. It depends on what their theory of why they were kicked out and not the gun-pointing guy. Now, if McDonald's is sort of clever, they would say, "We felt that everybody was in danger while this person was willing to pull out his gun and point it. We don't have armed security to handle that, and so we thought the best way to make this madman go away was to kick you out for your own safety and for our own. It turns out it worked. The situation de-escalated. He left. The cops got him. We did exactly right by you. Now, the kids might come back and say, you know, you chose to kick us out based on our appearance, maybe racially or by age, and assume that we had done something wrong. And in doing so, you exposed us to this threat, and it's caused us harm, emotional harm. I would think that if they were sued, that McDonald's would have some pretty good attorneys who would come up with my former argument, which I think is a lot stronger than the latter argument on behalf of the kids.
What if they're kicked out, he follows, he goes and gets him and shoots him?
Yeah, there's a real good question right there, right? I would be sympathetic to that line of thinking if I were a juror, and I think a lot of people would, which is you have a duty to protect your patrons. That's true. That's a matter of law. You invite people in to conduct business with you, you have a duty to reasonably protect them. If there was this danger and you sent me outside and sent him outside, say that McDonald's says, I don't want to get involved. You're both kicked out. I think that they would have a real problem.
On the way back, sit tight, Justin. We've got an interesting story of the Raiders and Raiders Stadium going off the grid with Nevada Energy. And the question, is that going to hurt the rest of us?
Tap, tap, tap. Case ended.
Call Battleborne Injury Lawyers, 702-570-9000 with your questions today.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
License number NSCB 79415.
Google tells me the human body is more than 60% water. 60%! I guess that's why pure water is so important to a long, happy, healthy life. Now, are you ready for some really good news? The Sunny Plumber can give you the purity of bottled water without the bottle for your whole house. You'll cook and clean in bottle pure water. You'll shower and bathe in bottle pure water. Your dogs and cats will drink bottle pure water. Your skin will feel softer. Your dishes will sparkle and your faucets will look like new forever. Long, happy, healthy. Sign me up for some of that. When you get whole house water purity, you'll be so happy you'll wave at us with a big smile on your face as we drive away. And we'll wave back at you, too. Long, happy, healthy. It all starts with pure water.
Whole house water purity by Gettle, installed by the Sunny Plumber. Go to thesunnyplumber.com.
I keep hearing these ads asking to buy a mattress online. Online Spawnline. Online is okay for shoes and belts, but something as important as a mattress? Why? Especially when it's so easy to get a better mattress quicker, for less money, and after actually trying it out first. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you can try it, buy it, and get it the same day. And if you don't like it, we'll pick it back up. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
BestSteakDeal.com. That's the web handle for Jackson's Bar and Grill. You want a great steak at an affordable price? Then Flamingo and Jones is the spot.
There's Prime Rib Mondays, $15.99 for a 1 pound prime rib, baked potato, veggies, and all the fixins'.
Thursdays, it's surf and surf time. A grilled lobster tail and marinated skewered shrimp for just $20.
And the ribeye special is good 7 days a week. $14 for the 10 ounce ribeye, $16 for the 1 pound ribeye.
It's Jackson's, 6020 West Flamingo.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
Wake up with a CW and get the news you need to start your day.
With traffic and weather every 10 minutes, we have the team you need to keep you comfortable all day long.
Get top stories, breaking news, and a little fun too. All on Wake Up with a CW.
Spencer James! Touchdown!
He left everything to follow his dream.
Something 90210.
But tonight...
Oh, why you doing this?
Spencer, you have no idea what's going down in the hood right now.
When he sees what it's done to someone he left behind...
You don't need me anymore, but Sean does.
He's a thug! Whatever's coming for him is coming for you too.
He'll wish...
Colt!
He never had. All-American, right after Riverdale. All new tonight on the CW.
Starting at 9 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6.
Watch the CW News at 10, now, 7 nights a week. Breaking news, top stories every night of the week on the CW News at 10. Your weather authority helps plan your work week.
And your weekend fun.
Get your late news early on the CW News at 10.
Hello, this is Henderson Mayor Deborah March, inviting you to Last Friday, Just Add Water Street, taking place on the last Friday of each month in historic downtown Henderson on Water Street. Last Friday is a not-for-profit community event dedicated to cultivating Henderson's emerging arts, culture, music, philanthropy, and culinary scene. It's perfect for the whole family. I hope to see you there.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. And unlike most lawyers, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. That means more money in your pocket, right where it belongs. Call me right now. 728-5500. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Legal Insider in studio, Justin Watkins, Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Justin, best way people can get in touch with you on the phones?
702-570-9000.
All right, let's dive into a couple of local stories before we get to a couple of goofy national stories. Headline on the NevadaIndependent.com. Raiders' departure from NV Energy won't harm utility or customers. Energy regulators say. What exactly is happening here, and is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, energy is such a technical policy discussion to have. And, you know, thankfully we have some amazing people up in Carson City right now, namely Chris Brooks, who is an expert in this stuff, and he's a legislator, and that helps a lot. So here's as I understand it. The only reason our energy grid works and why the monopoly works is because we have really big energy users paying really big fees on one end, which basically subsidizes the whole grid for everybody else. And that keeps those prices low. And so the fear is that if there's huge users who do not join the grid and are off grid, not using NV Energy, that vacuum creates a price increase for your average residential consumers. And in order to offset that, any time that a big user wants to exit the grid, they have to pay an exit fee, which was exactly what question three was all about. I mean, that's ultimately what the two big supporters of question three were, Las Vegas Sands and Switch. And it's because they both wanted off the grid. And their exit fees were going to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So spending $30 or $50 million on a ballot question to try to get it passed made financial sense for them. So, needless to say, Raider is going to be off the grid. They'll pay a fee associated with that or not. It's county-owned, so that's where it gets sort of tricky. In any case, it's not a big enough user of the grid space to make a difference.
So, we probably are thankful that we passed it then, or did the actual measure not have a whole lot to do with this particular case?
I don't think the measure had anything to do with this case. But I think it was good policy that we defeated question three in the current construct of the energy market, which is we're in a paradigm that's shifting from fossil fuels to renewable energy, and Nevada has a chance to be at the forefront of that. NV Energy is committed to 50% renewable energy by 2030. I think that'll be passed in the legislature this session as law. And if we were to deregulate the market, the cheapest energy you can get right now is not renewable. It's natural gas by most measures, in which case it would set the clock back. So I'm a free market guy. I like open markets. I just think it's really poor timing for it. So I'm pleased that question three was defeated.
Justin Watkins, battle-worn injury lawyers, our legal insider in studio with us as we're here at Thomas & Mack and ready for the UNLV game at 7:30 against Valpo. Do we have a defamation case here? Could Oscar De La Hoya file against the UFC's Dana White? After the Chuck Liddell Tito Ortiz fight, Dana White angry that Liddell was allowed to fight. He said, first of all, I heard last week the cokehead Oscar De La Weirdo is talking s that I don't have any place to tell guys when to retire. First of all, it's called a friendship, you blanking cokehead.
Yeah.
Is cokehead I'm not going to say an appropriate term. Is that defamation?
So I'd like to get your guys' take on this because you're more closely in the mind of a juror than I am, right? I live in this, so sometimes I don't know how jurors think. In my opinion, had he said crackhead, I wouldn't have said there was defamation because crackhead has more uses than actually saying a user of crack. But I have not heard people say cokehead in the same broad definition as crackhead. And to me, when somebody says he's a cokehead, it literally means he's a cokehead. And so I think he is in potential danger if my interpretation, and I'm a parent, so I got no pop culture references, but that was my sort of lay of the land there, is that cokehead means cokehead.
Well, would proving that Oscar De La Hoya has used cocaine one time be enough?
Yep.
So, because there's not really a definition of what cokehead means. I mean, I think many of us assume it to mean, you know, using it every day and addicted to it in that way. But I mean, I would imagine you could say, hey, you've used it once before. You've used cocaine. That makes you a cokehead.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if I was on, I mean, again, I'm not the best person to tell you what a juror would think because I'm the lawyer arguing it. But I would say, if I was a juror, I'd be like, okay, so you're suing them for defamation, but you admit you have used coke before? Okay, we're done here. Okay. Like, I don't need to hear it anymore.
And then the other one I thought was interesting.
Just to throw it in there, De La Hoya has admitted to the FBI
right.
When there was an extortion case where, you know, the pictures and all that stuff, that he did consume cocaine and alcohol. But again, there is a definition of what does cokehead mean. Is it, hey, I used cocaine one time? You know, is that a cokehead or habitual is a cokehead?
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy, I think, then for Dana White to say, clearly that remark was poking fun at him for his admission to the FBI on this extortion case. That was a word I chose specifically to get under his skin. It was not intended to say that he's addicted. I don't know anything about him.
How much weight would the argument hold of, how could you even prove I was talking about him? I said Oscar De La Weirdo.
I don't think that applies at all, right? Like, it's clear from the context to who he was talking about. You just get to, like, change a little part of their name, you know, and then you're absolved of whatever you say because no such person as Oscar De La Weirdo exists. That's not going to apply.
Another UFC-related story. Adam, tell the audience what John Jones said about his continued use of libations and smoking weed.
Yeah, I mean, he said, yeah, I still drink and smoke pot too every once in a while.
Okay, so are there any legal issues here? I'm not sure if there are. I'm thinking as a consumer, now that he's admitted that, what happens when I buy tickets to the event and say he again is booted from the card? Has he put the UFC in any jeopardy in terms of booking him? What do you think? Is there any problem here?
So I would lean on Adam in this regard. So my understanding of, like, well, let's just stick with Nevada Athletic Commission. The rules and the WADA rules are that marijuana is not tested for out of competition, right?
Right, correct.
But that doesn't mean it's approved. You're still not supposed to take it, or is it? It's fine. You're allowed to take it, and they don't test for it. And
well, yeah, I mean, they just don't have a rule against it, so they, you know, there's really no. I guess it would just depend on the laws in your jurisdiction,
right? So, in that case, if he's in a state where it's legal to use it, and there's no rules against it, and he passes all his in competition tests, then I think he's fine. From like a fan standpoint, as soon as I saw that quote, I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy literally never learns. Like, how are we already back to where we were before he got banned, and he hasn't even fought yet? Like, already we're back to that mental state, which is he's going to throw this all away.
It's just amazing that going into his last fight, like, it was just interview after interview, and I did like three of them with him, where it was like, oh, you know, it's not just about getting sober for, you know, for myself and my career and everyone around me. It just feels so good to be sober. Like, you were never sober.
Oh, man, I don't know, man. I mean, you guys know I'm a big, you know, fight fan, and like the way he fights and the innovative approach really makes me want to like him. But man, what a dip. I don't even know what else to do with it. Like,
I do still like him.
I mean, I love the way he fights. You know, like he does things that nobody else does, and that's how I like to watch my combat sports. Is I like innovative approaches. I like those kinds of out of the box fighters more than a fighter who does the fundamentals so perfectly that you can't stop him. So I'll say like the difference between George St. Pierre and John Jones. I like to watch John Jones, but I also don't like to support like somebody who can never get it.
And cokeheads?
Clearly, I'm not saying that.
he admitted to using cocaine. I think it's fair game.
Hey, you wade in those waters, buddy. I'm just going to say I don't know anything about anything. He doesn't seem to be learning his lesson.
Last one, Justin. What happened here with Jameis Winston settling with the Uber driver who brought sexual assault claims against Winston?
Yeah, what do you think happened?
nice check.
Yeah, he wrote a check, and there's that. I don't know what else to say about it. Clearly, he did it and wrote a check.
Well,
There's more meat on this bone, man.
The only thing I would address is the clearly he did it, because I think there's cases where people do just pay their way out of claims just to get them behind them, right?
That's a nice narrative that a lot of people like to say.
I would.
Right? Of course you're going to say that. Wow, now that was all BS.
You're backing a guy like Harvey Weinstein then?
Like, I just
because you know those are his claims, guys like that.
But there's many, many, many of those claims.
Right.
I'm saying if I had one person that was like trying to make some claim against me and trying to come after me in that way, and they're like, hey, you can pay this much money and nobody will have to hear about it, I'm like, sounds like a good idea.
Nope. No, it doesn't. Not in his situation. He's a target. He's already a target. So paying any amount of money and settling with anybody just makes you a target for future. The finances of that quickly turn the opposite way when you start marking yourself as somebody who will just pay out. Right? Then you just people start, women will just start sending him letters. I demand payment. We get $10,000, $5,000, $15,000, you know, whatever it is. So you have to, if you're innocent in that situation and you're a celebrity and you have the history that he has, you have to fight it. And if he didn't fight it, I think he did it.
What if it's a real small amount?
Oh, like if it turns out the settlement was like $500?
Yeah.
All right. I'd be inclined to maybe believe him that he didn't do
it.
Nobody's settling for $500, dude.
But I tend to think I do tend to think something happened in this case. I'm just saying on a more general thing, I don't always assume somebody did it because they paid it out, because I do think in my own situation, I would just start looking at it and saying, I don't want to go through this.
No, you wouldn't. Dude, you fight with the parking lot guy over $10 at the casino parking lot.
Yes.
For hours, and you think somebody's going to accuse you of sexual assault publicly, and you're going to say, you know what, okay, I'll just roll over. Every day, Adam, you fight on air to the end of your freaking breath, and you're going to tell me you're going to roll over when somebody says they sexually assaulted
you.
It just sexually
sounds like so much work.
Oh, stop it. No, I won't go there with you, Adam. I don't believe you. It's not so much work for you. It'd be your attorney. They'd handle it. And I have been in cases on both sides of this issue, defense and plaintiff side, And I'm going to tell you, my perception is if there's any sort of significant payoff, and not even that much, there's a reason. And it's not because the person's innocent and just wants to, like, be done with it. Not on sexual assault cases.
I guess I also just told everyone to just sue me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pay them.
Yeah, I've got
Although
a claim against you.
I don't have money, so it doesn't matter.
I've got a claim.
All right, Justin, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Justin Watkins, Battleborne Injury Lawyers. Follow him on Twitter at Watkins for Nevada. It's Adam and Steve. It's already down here at Thomas and Mack. We're about 12 minutes away from talking to John Murray of the Westgate. They just released their lines for the Super Contest. We got some other breaking news in the world of gambling. But up first, what's trending, a little baseball news, is the evil empires of the American League are trying to go out and buy more pitching.
Call Battleborne Injury Lawyers, 702-570-9000, with your questions today.
Wake up with the CW and get the news you need to start your day.
With traffic and weather every 10 minutes, we have the team you need to keep you comfortable all day long.
Get top stories, breaking news, and a little fun, too. All on Wake Up with the CW.
Spencer James! Touchdown!
He left everything to follow his dream.
Something 90210.
But tonight...
Cole, why you doing this?
Spencer, you have no idea what's going down in the hood right now.
When he sees what it's done to someone he left behind...
You don't need me anymore, but Sean does.
He's a thug! Whatever's coming for him is coming for you, too.
He'll wish...
Cole!
He never had. All-American, right after Riverdale. All new tonight on the CW.
Starting at 9 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6.
Watch the CW News at 10, now, 7 nights a week. Breaking news, top stories every night of the week on the CW News at 10. Your weather authority helps plan your work week.
And your weekend fun.
Get your late news early on the CW News at 10.
It's a rivalry renewed. UNLV takes the hardwood against BYU on Saturday, December 15th at T-Mobile Arena. Benefiting Coaches vs. Cancer, the action-packed doubleheader features the Runnin' Rebels against the Cougars at 5:30, followed by LSU versus St. Mary's at 8. Tickets on sale now at T-MobileArena.com. It's UNLV BYU on the Las Vegas Strip at T-Mobile Arena. Brought to you by Valley Bank of Nevada, Nike, and 811. Call before you dig.
If you're lucky enough to live near the Napoli's Pizzeria on Warm Springs Road or the location on West Sahara, you're in for a treat. During game time, these two locations are offering a one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for just $25.99. That's a huge one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for $25.99. And don't forget, whenever there's a football game on, beer is just $2 at Napoli's. When you crave great pizza, Napoli's Pizzeria is the place to go. For the complete menu, just click LasVegasPizzeria.com.
If you ever go to jail, need a little help making bail, you call Goodfellas Bail Bonds on the phone. We'll get you right back there, chilling at home, and you're free. And once you get out, we ain't finished with you. You get water, t-shirt, a free ride too, and then a hug. Your nightmare ends. Goodfellas Bail Bonds is your best friend. 384 jail. Forget about it.
Hello, this is Henderson Mayor Deborah March, inviting you to Last Friday, Just Add Water Street, taking place on the last Friday of each month in historic downtown Henderson on Water Street. Last Friday is a not-for-profit community event dedicated to cultivating Henderson's emerging arts, culture, music, philanthropy, and culinary scene. It's perfect for the whole family. I hope to see you there.
What's Trending is brought to you by Sinful Subs, now on the west side at 5135 South Fort Apache.
Approaching the halfway point of the show, we go until 7 o'clock tonight. Cofield & Company, What's Trending? Some news in baseball. Boy, it's been kind of slow so far, hasn't it?
A little bit.
Not collusion. But baseball free agency isn't like it used to be. It takes a while for teams to work things out. Maybe it's on the side of the agents. Maybe they're being very diligent. But Nate Eovaldi is, believe it or not, one of the highly coveted free agent pitchers available. And for the mega-haves of baseball, the evil empires of the American League, Houston and Boston. Well, Boston had him. I don't know if they're in the running to keep him, but the Astros are kicking the tires on Eovaldi. I wonder how much this guy's going to get. Finally healthy, pitch like a freaking madman in the 1,000-inning game in the World Series. His stock can't be any higher, but I'd be a little cautious. But people are desperate for pitching.
Oh, I think he's going to get a huge contract. I don't think there's any question. They'll overpay for a guy who's coming off that kind of performance and that kind of season, trending upwards in the right direction. He'll get paid.
You and I like to argue over Seattle and what they're trying to do. I hate that they're rebuilding when they had 89 wins a year ago. They are willing. I don't. What are you doing here? What's the rebuild? If you're willing to trade Edwin Diaz, who's under contract, not making big money, and is 24, when's the rebuild going to come through? 2028?
I don't know.
So Edwin Diaz is available. The Red Sox could use a closer because Kimbrel's not guaranteed to come back. Here's the hitch with Edwin Diaz. If you want Edwin Diaz, you have to take Robbie Cano and his deal back.
Oh, okay. Here, you can have a superstar young closer to be your seventh inning guy.
Well, he won't be the seventh inning guy. He's going to obviously be their closer. I don't think they're going to get Kimbrel back. I think the Mets will finally spend some money and, you know, dump a boatload on Kimbrel.
Here, taking a young closer under contract to solidify your bullpen, but you also have to take Robinson Cano, who, you know, 3 years ago looked like he was going to be a massive superstar.
Wait, what?
Cano's
actually been very good in the time that he hasn't been seeded because of PED issues. No, he actually has. It didn't lead to the winning that I predicted, but he's been fine. But he is, here's the thing, was he on the entire time that he was playing well?
Probably.
Because there were rumors back to the Yankees, like the final year with the Yankees, there were rumors like, hey, it's coming. The positive test. He's in trouble.
Robinson Cano might have been the most polarizing player signing in Cofield and Company history.
We argued about it
every day for like 3 months.
Yes, it was the our Browns topic of whatever it was, 2014. Here's the deal. Oh, boy. So Edwin Diaz makes $507,000 a year.
Steal.
He was virtually guaranteed. Robbie Cano is owed $24 million for next year, the year after, the year after, the year after, the year after.
Oh, no.
He's signed through 2023. Woo! $24 million a year.
So in order to get rid of that contract,
yep.
You have to give away your closer who's locked up to a $500,000 contract. Good.
I mean,
smart.
Are they wrong for trying?
No.
It is smart.
They never should have signed him. It didn't make sense from the beginning.
Signed through 2023. All right, maybe maybe the back end of the deal wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
He's actually 36, and he signed through 2023.
Good. Have fun with that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, his years in Seattle, he was 1482, 2179, 39-103. I wonder what happened that year. 2397, and then this last year, half the season, 10-50. There's a homers and RBI, and his time in Seattle, about 292 average. He can rake, but is he going to be able to rake when he's 40, 41 years old at $24 million a pop?
With the, added tests?
Yeah, and are you taking on a guy? I guess maybe you'd welcome it, right? He'll get suspended twice and it'll be banned and we don't have to pay him.
We just get Diaz.
We just get Diaz.
It's good. Smart.
We don't have to pay all that money. Amazing. Also trending real quick. Boy, LeVar Ball is talking pretty tough. UCLA will not get LaMelo Ball.
Okay. Well, do they want him?
Yes, they do. He's the number one pick in a draft whenever he comes out. Have you seen recent video of him?
No. I try to avoid anything about them.
Because he cut his hair. I always said this. He's clearly projectable from a height standpoint. I think he's going to be taller than Lonzo. Lonzo's 6'5", 6'6". He looks exactly like Lonzo, except that he can shoot. And he's a better athlete. You can't separate that the family grosses you out and actually judge LaMelo accurately. He's going to be a really good NBA player.
He should be.
Well, then why are you making smart remarks?
UCLA wouldn't want that right now. They don't want that family. They don't
What if Steve Alford's team turns in? They didn't have a good weekend here last weekend. What if he turns in 18 wins?
He's also never going to be able to play college.
He'll be eligible.
No chance.
He'll be eligible.
There's no way.
Super contest lines are out for week 13. John Murray from the Westgate is up in less than five.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light Girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking. So come hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino.
Who thinks it's smart to buy a mattress online? A mattress is a long-time relationship, a get-to-know kind of thing. You can't do that online. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep experts will personally help you find the mattress that's perfectly fit for you. Plus, we offer free same-day delivery, setup and removal of your old bed. And for the holidays, we're giving two free Tempur-Pedic pillows and a free sheet set when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Ho, 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 y'all. Best Mattress, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
It's a rivalry renewed. UNLV takes the hardwood against BYU on Saturday, December 15th at T-Mobile Arena. Benefiting Coaches versus Cancer, the action-packed doubleheader features the Runnin' Rebels against the Cougars at 5:30, followed by LSU versus St. Mary's at 8. Tickets on sale now at TMobileArena.com. It's UNLV BYU on the Las Vegas Strip at T-Mobile Arena. Brought to you by Valley Bank of Nevada, Nike, and 811. Call before you dig.
If you're lucky enough to live near the Napoli's Pizzeria on Warm Springs Road or the location on West Sahara, you're in for a treat. During game time, these two locations are offering a one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for just $25.99. That's a huge one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for $25.99. And don't forget, whenever there's a football game on, beer is just $2 at Napoli's. When you crave great pizza, Napoli's Pizzeria is the place to go. For the complete menu, just click LasVegasPizzeria.com.
If you ever go to jail, need a little help making bail, you call Goodfellas Bail Bonds on the phone. We'll get you right back there, chilling at home, and you're free. And once you get out, we ain't finished with you. You get water, t-shirt, a free ride to, and then a hug. Your nightmare ends, Goodfellas Bail Bonds is your best friend. 384 Jail.
Forget about it.
Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers celebrate the moment.
There's magic in a diamond.
And power in gold.
It's a perfect combination that will never grow old. Make the moment magic. Come do me right.
No one does it better.
Or you better get it right. Michael Lehman.
Gotta have it now.
Michael Lehman. Gonna show you how.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Right now at Finley Volkswagen in the Valley Auto Mall, we're having our Black Friday weekend sales event. Meet me at Finley Volkswagen at the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson or visit FinleyVW.com, Nevada's number one Volkswagen volume dealer.
Finley Volkswagen.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the Mobile Sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Nightline. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered via Flash Seats 48 hours before the game.
Right now at Finley Volkswagen in the Valley Auto Mall, we're having our Black Friday weekend sales event. Meet me at Finley Volkswagen at the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson or visit FinleyVW.com, Nevada's number one Volkswagen volume dealer.
Finley Volkswagen.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
All right, here we go. Latest bookie we bring in that Adam can smack around is John Murray from the Westgate. What's up, John?
Steve, Adam, what's the topic of discussion today, boys?
We actually got through our Browns talk earlier.
But we still
have not addressed Josh Allen and the Bills. I do see on the Super Contest odds that came out that those Bills are getting 4.5.
What?
Are getting 4.5. Well, that's a short spread, huh?
Dolphins
at home, Bills 4.5.
How could you make them an underdog?
What did Adam make it? Adam, what do you make that number, buddy?
6.
Bills 6?
Yeah, right.
If Josh Allen plays, Adam,
right,
Bills should get what, 14?
Probably.
Yeah, Josh Allen's pretty frisky, boys. I mean, I can tell you guys right now that line would be a lot higher if Josh Allen wasn't playing this week.
Don't just skip past that. That's the bookmaker saying, no Josh Allen, the line would be higher.
It would certainly go up. It wouldn't be like an Aaron Rodgers type situation, but the line would be higher if Allen wasn't playing.
What if you had a quarterback that was actually going to complete 50% of his passes?
Who? Give me a name.
Anyone.
Anyone. Any quarterback can complete 50% of their passes. Huh?
I would think so.
I don't think there's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, Steve, I feel like we spent a lot of time talking about the Bills when I do programs with this guy.
It wasn't my question.
And I thought he was a Browns fan. The whole thing is just very confusing.
As Steve said, we just talked about the Browns.
Oh.
We hadn't talked about the Bills yet.
I got a whole list of notes on Monday about Josh Allen, and I just put it to the bottom of the page, and I'm like, other stuff for later in the week.
Right.
So I save it for the spot with you guys.
Oh, that's fair. I like talking about Josh Allen. I like talking quarterbacks with Adam. It's fascinating to hear his opinion on some of these guys.
Well, I thought your point, and we've talked to you before about this, your point about the Bills playing hard and actually playing for a good coach. Sean McDermott is making up for a lot of the team's shortcomings.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely is. And, you know, I wasn't kidding when I said I'm nervous. I got the Bills under 6 wins. I thought that was just money in the bank. And I looked at their schedule today. They got some pretty winnable games coming up down the stretch here. They could absolutely get 6 wins, or maybe even 7 wins, doomsday scenario.
Yeah, I still don't understand talking about this team like they're some, you know, from nowhere ragtag bunch. They were in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, but they sucked last year. I mean, I know they made
9-7.
I know they made the playoffs, but they weren't any good. I mean, how many points did they score in that playoff game?
It was a playoff game.
I know, but they were no good last year. They're no good this year, and I thought they were trying to be bad this year. And see if I get away with it, boys. Still a few weeks to go here.
It's baffling to me. I just don't understand it.
You think the Buffalo Bills were good last year?
They were in the they were a very average team.
I know.
That was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That we talk about like they had nothing.
I didn't think they had much. They got very lucky. There was a few AFC teams whose quarterbacks got hurt. They had a miracle Ravens-Bengals finish. The only reason they made the playoffs, and they kind of made it by default. I don't think that they were a playoff quality team, and the front office was smart enough to hit reset. They did the right thing.
So for John to get screwed on his underbet, look at the schedule. At Miami, home Jets, home Lions, at New England, home Miami. Uh-oh.
It's scary, man. It's scary. This Sean McDermott could be getting some Coach of the Year votes, guys. Where do you guys have Josh Allen on your Offensive Rookie of the Year list? I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, he's not going to make any list.
No. I did actually. Okay. I posted a list on Facebook about best rookie quarterbacks, and I actually have him as number 4 ahead of Josh Rosen.
Ahead of Josh Rosen. Who do you have number 1 on that list, Steve? I got a pretty good idea who I think is number 1.
I have Sam Darnold, and then I have Lamar Jackson 2, and okay. I have Baker Mayfield 3.
Baker Mayfield 3. 3 is respectable. Baker Mayfield's pretty good, guys.
Lamar Jackson's been incredible, but, I mean, it is against two pretty bad defenses.
Yeah.
Isn't Lamar Jackson essentially 6'2", Josh Allen?
I think he's
faster, and he's actually more accurate.
Number one, has Lamar Jackson thrown the ball more than 10 yards down the field yet? I think it's hard to get a read on Lamar Jackson. I mean, I think he might be good, but they haven't asked him to do anything yet. He's going to have to do something this week, I think, to beat the Falcons, though.
You guys had a post a number, John. We're talking to John Murray from the Westgate Superbook USA. You had a post a number on the Giants and Bears in spite of the fact that we don't know what's going on with Trubisky.
Yeah, we did. We put the Bears up as a 5.5-point favorite. That's just for the Super Contest. We don't have betting on the board on that game. I don't think it makes a huge difference if it's Trubisky or Chase Daniel. I think if we're expecting Trubisky to not play, I think if he did play, maybe it'd be more like 4 to 4.5. But the Bears, their defense is what makes that team go, and I think Eli Manning's in a lot of trouble against that Bears front this week, no matter who the Bears quarterback is.
Where do you think the number is going to go on this one if there's no Melvin Gordon, and it looks like he'll probably be out. He's week to week with a sprain. The drop-off to the backups, Eckler's good out of the backfield, pass-catching, but he's not really a runner. Mm-hmm. Whoever this Justin Jackson guy is, he's certainly not Melvin Gordon. I assume the action's going to come in on the Steelers, no? 3.5 right now?
You know, I think Melvin Gordon's a good player, but I don't think running backs have much impact on the point spread. I think that the public is mostly going to bet. It's going to be pretty split. There's going to be a lot of Steelers support, but the Chargers are coming off of a very good win on Sunday. Pittsburgh's in off of a loss that everybody watched. So I think there will be some support for the Chargers, too. This game sets up to be one of the games where we see a lot of money on both sides, and we end up rooting for the under. The public will, I'm sure, be on the over in this game. Right now we got the total at 52.
Will Thursday night be the biggest handle of any Thursday night game this year?
Yeah, probably. It's shaping up to be that way. It's not a big surprise. New Orleans is such a high-profile team right now, and the Dallas Cowboys are the Dallas Cowboys. Saints, I think, have covered 9 weeks in a row. The public is all over the Saints in this game, but we've definitely seen some buyback from sharper groups taking the Cowboys. Right now we got the Cowboys +7.5, -120. There'll be a lot of teasers and moneyline parlays this week that start with New Orleans and go to games later in the week.
So what's happening with you guys in the book industry in general with these big favorites? Because we used to like to play, at least I did, +12.5, +13.5, +14. But my God, if the squares keep going, they're going to bankrupt you guys. I think since 2015, Adam, after the 3-0 week last week, it's up to like 65% ATS on the big favorites.
I mean, how square are these guys that are betting on New Orleans every week, Steve? I don't know. It seems to be a pretty good strategy.
That's a good strategy.
I bet on the Browns every week. So, I mean, I guess who's really the square?
It's a good point. The whole definition has changed. Going into last week, I figure the Chargers are going to play a lackluster game. Cardinals have played hard. They're going to compete. Cardinals aren't in the game at all. We got a Ravens-Raiders game that's tight. All of a sudden, the Ravens just pull ahead down the stretch. The Jets are in the game against the Patriots. Crap fourth quarter, and the Pats get the big cover.
We needed the Jets to cover that game. That was one of our biggest losses in the NFL this season. But overall, we did fine for the day. We had the Broncos beat the Steelers in the afternoon, and then the Sunday night game was a huge decision. Everybody was on the Packers on Sunday Night Football. We cleaned up with that Vikings cover. So overall, we did fine, but you're right. We need occasionally some of these double-digit favorites to not cover the spread. I can tell you one that's stacking up early this week is the Rams. We got the Rams right now, minus 10 even money, and the tickets are all on the Rams. I guess the idea would be the Lions kind of blew their load last week.